News in brief at Press TV. Israel has threatened to resume its deadly attacks on the Gaza Strip once a 72-hour ceasefire comes to an end. The threat comes as indirect talks are being held by Palestinians and Israelis in Cairo. Meanwhile, Palestinians have been calling for an international investigation of the war crimes Israel has committed in Gaza. The Palestinian death toll from the recent Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip now stands at 1,951. The figure includes nearly 500 children who were killed, and over 10,000 people who sustained injuries are now facing a shortage of medication. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation has slammed Israel for its atrocities in the besieged Gaza Strip. In a statement, the OIC says it condemns, quote, the occupying force in the liveliest terms for war crimes it continues to commit in the Palestinian territories. Former South African President Thabo Mbeki has called for a boycott of Israeli goods to show solidarity with the Palestinians. Mbeki says the public should mobilize against Israel's actions in Gaza. Most South Africans have historically supported Palestinians, drawing parallels between the Palestinian resistance and South Africa's anti-apartheid struggle. And Venezuela has sent 12 tons of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki attended a ceremony at the Caracas airport before a plane landed or loaded with the aid took off. The cargo contains medicine, food, clothes, and other goods collected by Venezuela. UN rights monitors have called for urgent international action to avoid potential genocide of Izzati Kurds in Iraq by ISIL militants. Thousands of members of the Izzati community have been trapped on the Sinjar mountain north of Iraq for more than a week now. Egypt's top religious authority has condemned ISIL terrorists for their atrocities in Iraq and Syria and for violating all Islamic principles. Grand Mufti Sheikh Alam described the militants as a corrupt extremist organization. He said that fighting terrorism requires international and regional cooperation at all levels. Well, the lawyer and family for an African-American teenager fatally shot in the U.S. state of Missouri have urged authorities to release the name of the police officer responsible for the shooting. 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot 7 times after being confronted by a policeman on Saturday.